This is Animatus.
You are listening to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
On CFRU.
93.3 FM.
Thank you.
What?
That was Annie Mattis, a very engraved component of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at this point, I think. Probably played this song like now three times or more over the course of the scope's lifetime. Mm-hmm. That was Missionary Impossible off of Annie Mattis' debut album, Face Club. Drew, you were just talking about how you've, I've never seen them live, but you have. You've actually hosted and played with them.
Yeah, it was actually the first show I did when I got to Guelph. It was the first show, it's the first actual show I ever played solo, and the first show I'd ever organized, or at least sort of mainly was like the main manifester of the show, but there's a lot of firsts for that one.
Really? I didn't know that. I thought you've done maybe a few solo shows before then.
Yeah, it was mostly because I've been in like a handful of bands, you know, like prog metal and kind of experimental hip hop rock and whatever, like ska bands in high school, or at least one, but it wasn't till I'd say 5 years ago, I started thinking more about playing solo and realized that I could do that. So, the last 3 years, I'd say I've been really trying to focus as much as I can and, you know, learn from other people and still do my own thing. But, when I got here, I saw these DIY shows and everyone doing a lot of things, and I was pretty inspired, so I was like, oh, let's see if I can do this. And I was lucky enough to have met a few people in my short time here, and then I ended up getting Animatist on the bill, Versa, which Danielle, and now most recently Brent from Animatist, they both play in Versa now. So I ended up getting Animatist, Versa, and Baby Labor.
I think that's like a colossal, well-organized group there.
I got really lucky. All of them are just like, you know, keystones in this community, I'd say, but they're also just like a bunch of goofballs and nice folks, and it was a lot of fun. So
yeah, they're very lovely people, and
mm-hmm.
yeah,
and they're superbly talented too, like, yeah, very inspiring. So
very eclectic, versatile music.
Mm-hmm. And they're hardworking too, like, they, you know, they mean it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel insecure sometimes too, because oh. I'm like, wow, I'm not doing
well, you gotta
any of the right things.
Well, it's, I guess it's trial and error, and just mm-hmm. keep on working at it, and eventually you'll get there.
Yeah, but also solo mm-hmm. bass is kind of like oh. niche compared to what they're doing. So, I mean, it is what it is. It's just what I'm doing right now, so we'll see what happens. But
yeah, of course.
I am open to collaborating and getting on lineups, just for everybody's knowledge.
Well, aren't we going to try something with bass clarinet?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to try and do that, but that will be another time to talk more about that. We should mention that Annie Mattist is going to be playing right here in Guelph at the end of the week, Friday, March 22nd. Yes, Friday, March 22nd at the Common Cafe in downtown Guelph. This has been put on by a brand new booking partnership called Wow Great Wow, which is Drunk at the Library's Will and Caitlin. And they put together a great three bands, Annie Mattist, Fourth Way, and Teddy's Atlas. Just looking up, all the information is on Facebook. Doors at 7:30, music starts at 8, all ages, a licensed event. $10 are pay what you can. In parentheses, we mean it. Yeah, and also it's a safe space because they say, please come in a spirit of love and joy. No mean vibes or oppressive behavior or language, which is a great thing to add to concerts, because everyone wants to enjoy the music and enjoy each other's company
and not be harassed.
Mm-hmm. So actually, before, when we were listening to Annie Mattist, we were looking up some other music by the other bands, and we've decided we're going to play Fourth Way, which is a St. Catharines sweet, sweet shoegazing band. Yeah, and they have an album out. Their most recent was just last year in September, called Croak. It's available on Bandcamp, and we're going to be playing, I think it's their longest track on the album, called Sun Worship. And again, this Friday, March 22nd, you can see Annie Mattist, Fourth Way, and Teddy's Atlas at the Common. So here's Sun Worship by Fourth Way. We'll be right back.
This is
Apollo Sons
of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Just heard there was Fifth Species, a rather nice sounding follow-up to Fourth Way, numerically.
See that? You hear that, rather? Fourth, fifth?
Fourth, yeah.
Anyone?
And we heard their song Open off of their debut 2018 album, Life in the Punchline, available on Bandcamp. They are actually working on a new album, I believe, because they earlier in the year they did a crowdfunding to get a new revamped recording space in one of their houses, and I think that got completed, so they're hard at work with new material, hopefully this year. Yeah, so
give them a follow on Instagram, by the way.
Yeah, they're really good. Like you can hear the classic prog elements, but also some, it just sounds like really fresh.
And they're always so smiley and cute in their posts. they always look so chipper. I'm like, oh, you guys.
Yeah, so now, Drew, what do we have up for your selection now?
Yeah, well, I hope you like 8-string guitar, face melting, gut busting.
Oh, it's going to be a complete contrast.
Mind expanding goodness. Because we've got animals as leaders.
Yeah.
And their song is called Odessa off of their 2012 album, Weightless. And Odessa is actually a place in Ukraine.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Do you know any Odessa, of the history? Ukraine. History with that place, or
no? I mean, my grandmother was Ukrainian, but we never really talked a lot about it. And my friend Oleg would know, because he's actually the one who told me. We're both, I mean, Oleg's more of a genter than I am, but we're both obsessed with animals as leaders, and he was the one that pointed it out initially that Odessa was named after a place in Ukraine. So.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm trying to bring. I've here it is. Yeah, actually, in fact. Yes, Animals as Leaders is going on tour. Their 10th year anniversary tour, and they're coming to the Opera House in Toronto on May 18th. With the Contortionist, mm-hmm. and it looks like some unreleased special guests.
Tosin Abazi just did a clinic at this tiny little music store in Newmarket, the one I went to since I started playing bass, basically, like when I was a little kid.
Just recently?
Yeah, it was last year.
Oh, last year. Okay.
The Arts Music Store on Eagle Street in Newmarket. I went there for almost everything forever. I went to a few other places when I was in different cities, but I always went there, and it was like a music store home for me. And then I find out as soon as I moved to Guelph that Tosin Abazi's doing a bloody clinic there. I was like,
oh, no.
Are you kidding me?
Probably broke your heart, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was not cool. Cool, Tosin.
Okay, so I actually have a question because I'm not a guitarist myself. What are these clinics that artists, or I guess it's mainly guitar or bass,
mm-hmm.
people do? What is it exactly?
Usually someone who's really widely known or well renowned for their technique or what have you, their songwriting. Mostly I see a lot of technique clinics, especially with Tosin Abazi of Animals as Leaders. He plays 8-string guitar, electric and acoustic.
I didn't know there was an 8-string guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can put as many strings as you want on it.
Yep. Yeah, and there are a lot of awesome luthiers out there today. So, you know, if you have the money, or, you know, I guess if you're famous enough, you can just tell someone or ask them kindly to custom build you an instrument. But yeah, Tozen plays 8-string guitar, and he sort of, he's got his own style, but he sort of takes what Victor Wooten did on the bass and just amplifies it, applies like way more techniques and stuff to guitar. So he's got these like crazy thump chops and sweeping, and, you know, he knows his stuff, like even with sound production and all that. And
so these clinics, he just like, he explains and shows people who are interested in to learn from that at these.
Yeah, all the little Tozen minions come and watch and learn.
Is there a, like, the, for fans of Animals as Leaders, is there like a name for them? Because I know like some bands have like, I don't know.
I can't remember, or I can't think. I'm sure in some subreddit or whatever you can find it. If you're a Redditor, or, you know, a forum goer in general.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Tozen Abasi is just an alien on that thing.
Nice.
He teaches a lot about the economy of motion and like just like ergonomical, you know,
mm-hmm.
know-how. Teaches like how to be the most efficient with your posture, like your hand movements and your fingering and all that. So, yeah.
Hmm. I guess you would wish to have him come by sometime, or maybe if, when he comes by Toronto, he'll probably do something then.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I don't know if it's like a strict Animals tour, because he's not by himself. So, I mean, I'm sure he could squeeze in some clinics while he was in the area, but.
Well, we'll see then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's Animals as Leaders coming to the Opera House on May 18th. So, okay, let's get started. So, what's the song we're playing again, Drew?
It's going to be Odessa by Animals as Leaders.
Off the album Weightless.
We'll be right back. spoken to me in my dream. He said he's gonna save me from my animated world, dragging me into its stream. Oh, it's a nightmare. A nightmare you can never be free.
That was the Toronto fantasy rock band Galax with another new song of theirs that they have released on their SoundCloud page a few months ago called Donnie. Yeah, Donnie. We're getting close to ending this observational set here on the SMK. Drew, what do we have to finish off for today?
Coming in from Japan,
we're gonna nice.
Off of their, I believe it was their 2017 album, The Book About My Idle Plot on a Vague Anxiety.
Oh boy, that's a long title.
It's quite the title. You know how I like my long titles.
So say that again.
So the band is Toe, just T-O-E, with their album, The Book About My Idle Plot on a Vague Anxiety. And the song we're going to be playing is called Metronome, or Metronome.
Nice. Yeah, very nice. Does it include a metronome in there?
I assume so.
Well, you assume so?
They're pretty tight.
Tight? Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I need to know. So
it's like Japanese jazzy math rock goodness. Like, they're really good.
Nice. That'll be quite a treat to hear very shortly. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us on a very light show today. This is our first after a few weeks of guest appearances, and actually we're going to be doing something special next week related to Kazoo Fest. We're actually going to be helping out making a Kazoo podcast, and I think we can say that we are going to be interviewing David Alexander's Magic Dungeon Land, which includes David Stein and Alex Ricci, who are working together on this big multimedia project.
I saw Alex live last week with Versa in Toronto. Very good.
Yes, they are excellent, and we should play them again sometime in the future.
They actually get better every time I see them.
So ending off this show, we have Toe with Metronome. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program.
I'm Nicholas Cooper.
And I'm Drew Jacy.
Until next, we behold Prague on.
And look inward and beyond.